been a massive year, a very significant response, one of the biggest ever plant pest responses that we've undertaken. I guess a year ago, we probably would not have thought we would still be where we're at the moment, which is the disease still only found on one property. I think we all thought, based on what happened around the world, that we were likely to see a slow, inevitable spread of this disease. We can be really thankful that we haven't seen that. It's great for the industry that it hasn't spread at this point and gives us some hope in terms of how we can continue to manage it into the future.
The find of Panama Tropical Race 4 was what Queensland's banana industry had long feared. More than 5 million bananas are eaten each and every day in Australia. 90% of them are grown in North Queensland. The particular issue with TR4 is that it affects Cavendish bananas, the main commercial variety. And the fear of disease spread prompted a major call to arms for all in the industry, with growers erecting fences, building washdown facilities, and introducing pretty tight controls for movement on and off farm.
I think their lives have significantly changed. They've seen a future that presents a range of risks to their business and their way of life. I think they'll probably never go back to being an industry that is not as aware of the biosecurity issues that they face now.
But the biosecurity response was not without criticism. Mareeba grower Mark Reppel was placed under quarantine with a suspect case of TR4, a case that turned out to be a false positive.
There was a failure there, and we've now completely changed our diagnostic process to ensure that doesn't happen again.
And how have you changed that process?
We've taken out the test that was known as the DETA test, which was the one that we were using before. We've replaced it with another test, a PCR test, which is a DNA-type test. But we've also made sure that the final testing part of the process, where you actually grow the fungus and work with it to determine exactly what type it is completed before we actually report any results out. So that in effect is a much more foolproof system. Early on, we felt that the tests from overseas had shown that it was used correctly elsewhere in the world. We thought that might be enough, but we've made sure that we've added an extra test in the process now.
12 months on from the initial discovery near Tally, the affected growers are yet to finalise compensation agreements with the state government. Jim Thompson.
The government did provide compensation to both the Reppels and the owners of IP1 for in relation to the quarantine period where they were out of production for the lost income at that period. The discussions are continuing. We haven't closed the door on that, and we've had negotiations ongoing with them over the last few months.
How frustrating is that for you that you haven't been able to close the door on that particular chapter?
Oh, look, I don't think it's frustrating. I think it's part of any process that we go through with responses.
Because growers themselves would say it's been a pretty frustrating process.
They would. I mean, this is a different response to many others which are nationally cost-shared, where the rules around compensation and others are very clearly set, and we run very strictly to those rules. In a disease like this, which we know is not eradicable, and we haven't got a national cost-sharing approach, we're trying to deal with those growers that are affected, in this case both of the growers that you mentioned, to come up with what is a fair and reasonable compensation agreement with them. And because it's quite unique, it's not easy to necessarily come up with a textbook answer to some of these things. So that's why negotiations are continuing. We want to make sure we get all the information we can from both the Reppels and the Robsons in relation to the issues on their property.
Has it at all, in your mind, Jim Thompson, deterred banana growers from putting up the red flag, from calling and saying, I might have something, it looks a little bit suspicious? Has it worked, what the case in Mareeba particularly, has that worked as a disincentive to growers at all?
We've always got a situation in biosecurity responses where people are concerned about the outcomes of getting a disease or a pest on their property. It's always raised that certainly that people may not be reporting signs of a disease for fear of what the response may be. We've worked very closely with the Banana Growers Association or Council to make sure that banana growers themselves recognise that really is in the best interests of industry to come forward with problems that they see on their own place or are concerned about. In the long run, it really is a false economy to not come forward with those types of things, because the problems will just get greater and greater.
When you look at the overall response to TR4, how much has it cost, Jim Thompson?
It's been a significant input by a whole range of different groups. We invested about $3.8 million between March and August of last year. The government committed a further $9.8 million to the Panama response in 15-16. Part of that has been committed, and we've found extra funds committed to Panama TR4 research to try and look at ways to live with Panama disease, and also to try and develop disease tolerant or resistant banana varieties, which is obviously long term. A further $3.5 million or so has been put into that. And on top of that, we've got the compensation issues we spoke about. The government is really committed to making sure that we continue to manage this response into the long term, where we're looking at the costs and how that might be funded for next year. We really want to make sure that while ever we've got a situation like we have now where it's only on one property, that we continue to try and control and contain the disease so that the industry has the best chance of not being adversely affected at the moment, but into the future as well. So very significant investment.
Will there be more properties where you find TR4 in Queensland?
We have said that it's inevitable that there would be a spread of TR4 based on what's happened elsewhere. We have found TR4 at a number of locations on the first property. I do need to inform you, Craig, that we have confirmed a fourth positive detection of Panama disease on the quarantine property in the last few days. This involves a single plant, and the property owners have been advised of this, and we're dealing with this at the moment. This is an expected result. This is not surprising, but we will likely to continue to find infected plants as we continue to do surveillance both on that property and, we would think, in the long run on other properties. Let's hope it's not for a while yet.